Day-to-Day contributing writer, the actress Annabelle Gurwitch, is struggling with a personal dilemma we think will feel familiar in many families. She is very much for the ethical treatment of animals, but she's too much of a carnivore to give up eating meat. Now, she's facing a question about fur, which at least on designer runways is very much back in style.
My invitation to the 2005 fall fashion collections, which just ended in New York, must have gotten lost in the mail, so I was unable to attend. But I confess that I eagerly awaited the arrival of the paper over the last few weeks to see the designer's latest offerings, and it seems clear that luxury is in. That means rich tapestry fabrics, heavy silks, and furs. The models were literally dripping in skins and wraps. But wait a minute. Wasn't it only a few years ago that you would see pictures of women being splashed with red paint when they appeared in public in furs? I mean, I would never purchase a fur coat. It's so un-PC. But what if someone gave one to me? That would cause a moral dilemma. And that's exactly what happened to me last week. A box arrived for my 7-year-old son from my mother, who has taken to sending on a regular basis disparate items seemingly having no relation to each other. This week's items included a set of placemats. If you ever want to see a child register bewilderment, send them placemats as a gift. A small wooden gnome, which was deemed weird, scary, and banished to the basement, and a mink coat for me. My mother later explained that this coat belonged to my great-grandmother, Sarah Pajarski-Litoginski, whom I never had the pleasure of meeting. The fur looks a little ratty, and the coat is a little too small on me, but this fur is my only link to my great-grandmother, who survived a pogrom in Russia, traveled by steerage to America, and whose husband worked a pushcart on the streets of Philly to afford her this mink. So does that mean it's okay for me to wear this old fur coat? Well, I called my friend David Cross, currently starring in Arrested Development, who recently became the latest poster boy for PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, appearing in the buff in one of their infamous I'd Rather Be Naked Than Wear Fur ads, which is interesting because on Arrested Development, he plays a never-nude, a character who never disrobes completely. But irony aside, I asked David about the ethics involved in my inherited fur coat.
That mink would have died of natural causes decades ago, so you're in the clear.
Well, that was good to hear because I care about the humane treatment of animals, although I want to eat them. In fact, I love my cat Stinky, but in a plane crash in the Andes type pinch, I'd eat her. David explained to me that he also eats animals, but draws a line at wearing them. But isn't this a slippery slope? I mean, what about shoes? And I have some leather pants that I really love. Should I not be wearing those?
Well, forget the animal issue. You should probably get rid of the leather pants unless you want to look like some aging Gina Gershon wannabe.
Okay, the leather pants are out. But what about my great-grandmother's fur? Maybe I'll just wear it around the house. But do you think, David, that it will set a bad example for my son if he sees me in it, or do you think he should be allowed to throw red paint on me?
If I have kids, I think one of the first things I'll do is have them splash red paint on me probably once a week.
Whether wearing fur or not.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with fur.
Well, then I informed David that on the PETA website, it actually says that you should donate your old fur coats to homeless people.
Keep your fur coat and go buy, when every time you wear it, you feel guilty, buy a homeless person a $40 jacket. They're synthetic. They're warmer than the fur coats. You'll give some Chinese slave labor a job, too.
Now that's out-of-the-box thinking, kind of like a Kyoto treaty for fur. The president says he's open to good suggestions from anyone. Maybe David Cross can apply himself to the Social Security plan.
Annabelle Gurwitch on Day-to-Day from NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.